In just a minute, Carl will fly up to the Rhymosphere in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, we have some business to attend to. Last week on our show, we told you about the popularity of the My Little Pony cartoons among a certain set of 20 and 30-something men who call themselves bronies. We implied that perhaps these people might be unemployed and they might be found in their parents' basement. And the brony community reacted with righteous fury. So to help explain their point of view, we've invited on a former Wait Wait intern and self-professed brony, Ted Anderson. Ted, great to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm good. Hello.
Now, Ted, speaking, you are a brony.
I am. Brony. I'll admit it.
Now, and people say that we mischaracterize bronies. Are you, in fact, unemployed and living in your mother's basement?
Yeah, but don't blame that on the ponies.
Okay.
Let me just say, I was an English major and I worked for you guys, so I kind of had the deck stacked against me anyway in the job market.
I see. What is the appeal of this show to grown men like yourself?
You know, I was thinking about this. It's authentic. It's sincere. It is exactly what it appears to be.
What it appears to be is a child's cartoon about big-eyed unicorns, Ted.
Well, not all of them are unicorns. Some of them are pegasuses. Pegasi.
Yeah.
But no, this is a show where really they want to teach us, you know, good lessons about friendship and how to treat each other right and you know, how to help every pony get along.
Ted, we had President Clinton on a little while ago. We asked him three questions about My Little Pony.
Oh, did you?
He got all three right. Are you willing, as a representative of the brony community, to call President Clinton an honorary brony?
Oh, well, that's pretty high accolades, I suppose, for him and for us.
I think so.
Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. We did it for you. Ted Anderson, a former intern and a self-professed brony. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Take care.